Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and the legendary Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. Chris has a couple of days off. He'll be off tomorrow as well. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And in this final hour, Andy, we're going to talk to Devin Gardner, who was the former Michigan quarterback. He's now a Fox Sports Detroit analyst. The Big Ten gets cranked back up, and we'll chime in on that. Check in on the Big Ten and Jim Harbaugh and see if this guy can finally get Michigan to a playoff game. Can they get there? You know, how long does it take, Andy? I don't know.
It takes a while. He's the highest paid college, one of the highest paid college coaches, I guess, Alabama. Saban's number one, but he's right there. But I will say this, they got to get by Minnesota first this weekend, and I don't know if they can. We'll ask Gardner about that, bottom of the hour, but I don't think Michigan's going to beat Minnesota.
Yeah, people in Michigan have been waiting for this, so we'll talk with him. He'll give us some good insight on that. We'll do that and much more. But let's start with the NFL and where we are. And David Gascon just said the score is tied 7-7. The Giants and the Eagles. Carson Wentz has a rushing touchdown. And Carson Wentz is our focus, Andy. You know, a lot of people have bashed him. And ever since he got hurt that season where it looked like he was going to win the MVP and the Eagles wound up winning the Super Bowl without him. And Nick Foles, but there was a story out there on Bleacher Report where a lot of NFL executives that they talked to anonymously were impressed by what Carson Wentz has done given all the injuries. And when you think about this, and this is not excuses, we're not making excuses. He's also made some bad decisions, Andy, and turning the ball over and trying to force the issue instead of throwing it out of bounds. So I'm not here to make excuses for him. But of the original 11 on offense that were going to start in week one, he's down to just two of those players, him and another guy, on their starting offense. I mean, they've lost nine guys.
And DeSean Jackson came back tonight the first time. But, you know, it's funny, you use the term bashing, and I guess bashing could be coincided with criticizing, and I think that's a good thing. And I'll tell you why I say that. I think bashing is good when a fan and or media person does it to an athlete because you expect more. You want more. I don't see a lot of people bashing Kirk Cousins. I don't see a lot of people bashing Andy Dalton or Teddy Bridgewater. Well, maybe to some extent, the quarterback in Cleveland, all right?
Baker Mayfield
and him.
And Baker kind of brought that on to himself a little bit.
Right, because he was out there with a pretty good team. They were talking Super Bowl a year ago.
Yes.
They won the Heisman Trophy. I get that. So bashing, to me, is a sense of, we want more from you. We don't dislike you. We expect more because we think you're better than what you're giving us.
No, I agree, but it just seems pretty harsh when you consider, A, his career was derailed by injuries to himself, personal injuries, and then the team has been devastated. And nobody wants to give him a parade for winning the division last year, but it was a big comeback. If you remember how they started the season a year ago, and he rallied a makeshift team, and they beat the Dallas Cowboys in a big game, the game before the last one of the season, to win the division, you know, like to basically essentially win that division. And now here we are, a win tonight against the hapless Giants. And I know they both only have one win,
but they're
kind of hapless, but they would be in first place.
You're
and that
exactly
would be
right.
Something, wouldn't it, Andy? I mean,
right.
And then look at the schedule. You brought it up earlier. Look at the schedule. This would be a chance for them to run and string some wins together.
Right. They have the Giants tonight. Then they have Dallas next week, which is beatable for sure. November 8th is a bye. Then they got the Giants again. And I think they could beat Cleveland on the 22nd. So I know we're looking far ahead. But, you know, I think players do that as well. I know a lot of fans do that. When the season comes out, you got W's and L's, what your favorite team is going to do. And injuries are a big part of it. And there's been a rash of injuries in the National Football League this year. And I think part of that is because there was no preseason. There was no training camp. It's kind of like a boxer. You have to have a sparring partner before you go into the ring. You just can't fight. The same thing with the National Football League. You can't be doing Zoom meetings and they're going on the field and play. It doesn't work that way.
No. But everybody had to play under the same circumstances. You know, we're in uncharted waters. And, you know, for the people who are off to slow starts or not playing well, there are a lot of guys who are playing really well, like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers in his first four games. You know what I mean? So
right.
it's a mixed bag. It would be one thing if everybody was down, but we've seen more offense, right, than we ever have in the National Football League.
And I love it. I really do. I love points. I mean, I wish Dan Marino was playing now. I really do. He's the godfather of the forward pass. He really is.
Well, he had an unbelievable career, but they went to the Super Bowl his second year, never went back.
I know.
It's the thing that kills him when people talk about him, but he was a great quarterback. No doubt about it. Andy, let's also talk about the NFL. And where are you on the NFL basically has decided that they're not going to postpone games. Now, people are turning up with COVID, and now they're just kind of telling those people to isolate and, you know, get away from everybody else, and we'll just keep playing. The band's going to play as the Titanic sinks. Is this a good idea by the NFL?
I think it's a crazy idea, but I think it's twofold. Number one, as a fan, and I'm a big fan, I love Sundays and I love Thursdays, I love Mondays, I love watching football on TV. And I think that as a selfish point of view, I want to see him forge on. I think that's the attitude of the commissioner. We're not doing any cancellations. We're moving on, no postponements. As far as health and safety, I think it's crazy. But these guys are paid professionals. They know what they're getting into. It's a lot different than the college game. It's a lot different.
I agree with you on that because college kids, to put those kids out there not knowing like what's going to happen 5-10 years from now and then who's going to be left holding the bag. Am I right, Andy?
Right, right. And more than that, if you're a college kid, yes, it's health and safety. You're putting that at risk, but you're also risking a paid professional career.
No, that's true. But I think the NFL, and here's – I didn't understand why they weren't testing day of game, right? They would test every other day. And then they started pushing games around, and now it just seemed like they just decided, like, okay, we don't have enough weeks. Andy, we can't change the Super Bowl date. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, had they not been greedy and thought about it, the way baseball cut down to 60 games, what if they would have just said, we play 12 games, give us 5 weeks of leeway in case we have to cancel, postpone, move around games. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and give yourself a chance to make up games.
Right, and the players have the option. I mean, a lot of people opted out in New England. A lot of players opted out. I get that. But here's the question. I'm talking for the fan right now. You know, this COVID cases are spiking in like 38 states right now. And what I'm hearing on a week-to-week basis, more and more people are permitted in stadia. They really are. In Cincinnati for the Bengals, and believe me, they invented social distancing before there was social distancing. Because no one goes to the games anyway. Really, those crowds are empty. But 2 weeks ago in Cincinnati, they had 6,000. They're playing the Browns this Sunday. They're permitting 12,000 in there. I don't get it. If it's spiking, why are you letting more people in there? Why?
And
I don't understand.
Is it true that one day you were going to the cleaners and you put two Bengals tickets on your windshield when you came out, there was four? Is that
exactly
true?
Exactly. Yeah, right. It's amazing. I mean, you talk about the people to left out the Jets and the Giants, and certainly they're down, and they've been down for a little bit. Nothing like the Cincinnati Bengals. That team is cursed. It really is. I mean, you talk about the Dave Shula. Were you here when Dave Shula was coaching?
No.
I think you were.
I was there. Okay. No, I was there when before that. I went to the Super Bowl.
Okay, Sam.
Sam, right.
Okay, so after 22 games, right now Zach Taylor is 3-18-1. Dave Shula was 5-17. So basically, Dave Shula's in the clear. He may get his name X'd out of the record book because of Zach Taylor, which I never thought was going to be a great hire anyway. I believe that players want to have a coach that has been there and done that, and they can respect what he says. And this guy never really did anything.
So let me ask you, when they had 6,000... how many tickets were available? Was that all that was available?
That was the limit.
I think that so it was 6,000, and now they're going to double it to 12.
Right, and I don't know why. And they're doing it all over. I mean, I watched a game in Kansas City on TV the other night. They had a pretty good – I think they had 12,000 there. So they're letting people in. You know that it's not a healthy environment. And again, I'm watching college games. I'm seeing kids without shirts on, with no masks on, going crazy. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. I love football. I don't want to see it being canceled, but not at the expense of health and safety.
No, I'm with you, and it looks as if, you know, with the Raiders situation, and Rob G, can you hop in here about Rob G is the biggest Raiders fan going, and Tom Brady's going to catch a break with the Raiders.
Oh, that's the understatement of the year, Rob Parker.
And you know it. I call
now,
Tom Brady the low.
I'm sure you guys already know the story, but Raiders right tackle Trent Brown tested positive for COVID.
Correct.
And because he was walking around the team facility without a mask, he was not wearing his tracer that all the players are supposed to wear, he may or may not have exposed the entire offensive line in doing so. So what the NFL is doing is they've decided to hold out the rest of the Raiders offensive line, anyone who was exposed, in a precautionary measure, which is fine.
Right.
My problem with it, though, and I'll get your guys' thoughts on this, is when the Titans had their outbreak, they postponed a game. They, you know, held them out for a week. They moved around, I think, 8 different games to make way for this one game to reschedule. Right. And when the Raiders may or may not have an outbreak, we don't know about the other players yet.
Right.
Rather than postpone anything, what they did is they moved the games earlier in the day to avoid the Sunday night football snafu.
No, and I'm with you. I think it's totally, if I'm Mark Davis and I'm Chucky, I'm looking at this going, this is BS. That you're going to deplete my offensive line and expect me to win a football game with a makeshift offensive line. That's where the game is won, in the trenches. You can't get rid of everybody, right?
Right, but you hit it on the head, because there's not enough room on the calendar to keep on postponing games. Early on, they did it. There was bye weeks coming up. You know, as the season moves on, the schedule gets tighter. It's like when you're in the red zone, it's very hard to throw a pass because the field is shortened. You got a shortened field. It's the same thing now with the schedule. You have a shortened schedule right now. So they want to forge on and play and do what they got to do. They'll probably test on Sunday morning, the day of the game, to see if these guys are available to play.
Yeah, I think it's unfair. I do, and that's because they didn't plan for this. They really didn't. They just decided that they were going to go and get their 16 games in, come hella high water, right? And they didn't think that they could have this situation, which I don't understand, because they saw what happened in baseball early on, and then baseball got it corrected, right? There were teams that didn't play, the Marlins,
the Cardinals,
yeah. Yes. And they were off for like 2 weeks, which is not fair. You know, in baseball, where you're used to playing, Andy, every day. So to be off for 2 weeks is definitely hurts a baseball team. So I'm just not sure where the NFL is and what they're doing. It seems like they're just full steam ahead.
But I'd rather see this. I'd rather see them play at a disadvantage than I heard a rumor about a week or so ago that they were going to give Tennessee a forfeiture. How do you forfeit a game if a guy, God forbid, connects with a COVID-19 situation? You can't forfeit a team. You can't do that.
That wouldn't be fair at all.
That's ridiculous. Yes.
All right. Are the Raiders getting a raw deal on this one? That's what we want to hear from you. Should the NFL have postponed their game this Sunday against the Bucks? We'll continue this conversation with you next. 877-996-6369. It is The Odd Couple with Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Rob Parker. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Mr. Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. And it's October. And what does that mean? Well, it's Geico-ween, of course. Don't be spooked with high rates on car insurance. Geico is brewing up spellbinding savings that they're crafting just for you. See how much you can save. Get a quote today at geico.com. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about, did the Raiders get screwed by the NFL? They want them to play potentially without their offensive line. And we want to hear from you coming up in about 7-8 minutes. We're going to talk with former Michigan quarterback Devin Gardner. He'll join us as well. All right, Andy, we got some calls.
Hit it, baby. You want me to get him? I'll get him. I'll
yeah, you got him.
Alex in Utah. We're on Rob Parker and Andy Furman on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hey, guys. Love you, Rob. I'm a USC Thank undergrad, you. Columbia master's, so I'm feeling
you. Are you serious?
Whoa.
Man.
No doubt.
No
biotech,
doubt.
Biotech, though. Not journalism. I'm
no,
biotech,
but I mean,
so way off.
No doubt. Two great schools, and I'm proud to be a part of both.
Awesome. Well, anyway, to my point, I think the NFL's got huge egg on their face by setting precedent, by delaying the Titans and letting them get all healthy, going through the COVID, and now they kind of renege on that. I mean, it looks bad. It kind of reinforces their desire for the dollar, and they just can't seem to get it figured out. It seems that allure of the dollar is really what they're going
There's
for.
No,
that,
you know look, what? It's a business. You know that. But here's the question I have. The Buccaneer-Raider game was scheduled originally for Sunday night. Why would they move it to Sunday afternoon? What's the difference? What changes? I don't get that. You know, either don't play it or leave it where it is. I don't understand.
But they shouldn't play it when one team, you're taking away their entire offensive line. That's unfair. If I had a wheelbarrow full of money, I would run down. I would wheelbarrow it from L.A. to Vegas and bet on the Bucs, right? With no offensive line for the Raiders, Vegas has to take that game off the board.
But
how in the world?
The credibility of the whole league now is in shambles if they continue to do this, because it's only going to get worse. And here's the situation right now. The Raiders really were looking good prior to this COVID deal because they're coming off a bye week, so they're rested. But then again, during that bye week, that's when the hanky-panky must have happened.
And they beat the Chiefs, so remember that. They were rolling, right? And they had the bye week, so they should have been in good shape to get started again. 877-99 on Fox. You want to chime in? And you got it? You got the call.
I'm waiting to answer the phone. We got Leon. Okay. Leon in South Carolina with Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. Hello, Leon.
It is absurd, ridiculously absurd that y'all think that it's unfair. There's no way y'all think that it's unfair for them guys because they can't play. Them guys don't pick any competition, you know, whoever line up. That's what goes on.
No. You can't say that because the NFL postponed other games when other teams had it. If they did that for everybody, then I would agree with you, Leon, but that's not what they did. They're asking the Raiders to do something different.
We can't poo-poo them. We can't do that. I mean, understand they did it for other teams and whatnot. Then it's going to become a trend. It's going to become a thing that, you know, everybody going to use that as an excuse far as well. Y'all,
it's not an excuse. No, it's not an excuse if
you
test positive.
No, the precedent has been set, Leon.
Right.
The precedent's been
set.
It happened to Tennessee. If Tennessee, if they played the game with the Titans, then I could say, okay, they did it, so let the Raiders do it. But however, we may be jumping the gun here, Robbie, because who knows? They may test negative. And they may test negative again maybe on Friday or Sunday morning, whatever it may be, testing every other day. They may play Sunday afternoon. They may, Trent Brown and the offensive line may play. Maybe they'll say it was a false positive. You never know.
Well, Andy, real quick update for you. It is being reported by several outlets that Trent Brown, at minimum, is out for this week. The rest of the offensive line may know by Saturday.
So they're testing Saturday.
So they're testing.
It's possible
that means
play,
they tested today. They test every other day.
Right.
Crazy. It really is. But again, you love football. I love football. We watch the game, but it's not the same. We're not at full strength. Certainly, it's not the same when there's an injury. But this is something that could have been avoided, and the precedent has been set with Tennessee where they postponed the game. Why not postpone this game? Don't get it, because maybe there's not that much time left on the clock. The clock is ticking with the schedule. That's what it's all about.
All right, here we go. Big Ten football is back. We'll get into it next with former Michigan quarterback Devin Gardner. He joins us next, of course, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. It is with great pleasure, Mr. Andy Furman, that we bring in Devin Gardner, the former Michigan quarterback and Fox Sports Detroit analyst. I was recently on his podcast. He did a great job. And Devin, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate this. I can't wait to let you have it.
Oh, wow. You heard that, Andy? He's already threatening me. He's going to let me have it. Hey, Devin, what's the name of your podcast for people who want to check it out?
Four Progress. Just a lot of different guests talking about their experiences with Four Progress in their lives and how others can experience Four Progress and kind of create their own.
All right. Well, here I'm going to start off with a question. How come Michigan can't get any forward progress with Jim Harbaugh? Are they going to get you? Wait a minute.
Let's just stop the question right now, because I'm just telling you right now, they got a guy behind center now, and there will be a ton of forward progress for the Wolverines this year.
All right. My question, though, is at some point, Jim Harbaugh is paid like a championship coach. When is Michigan going to be able to play for the national championship? Is that happening this year? Is there a chance of that, Devin? How good is Michigan?
I think Michigan's going to be really good. I think that the one thing that they were missing, right, was that quarterback that not just going to manage the game, not just going to, you know, go on what the coach is telling them to do and not ad-lib. They got a guy who can make all the throws. There are no handcuffs on Josh Gattis this year. This may be the year that they're able to dethrone, you know, the guys who they can't beat for some reason.
Well, I tell you what, you're talking about, I guess, sophomore quarterback Joe Milton, and he's going against Minnesota. They got a sophomore quarterback in Tanner Morgan. It could be a good shootout on Saturday, Minnesota, the first game for Michigan this year in the Big Ten. But tell us a little bit more about this big arm Joe Milton sophomore.
He's as talented as a guy that you'll see across the country. And, you know, it's going to sound crazy, but I talked with the Free Press, and, you know, Rob knows the Free Press well, and Detroit News, and they asked me what I thought. And so what I told them was there aren't three guys in this world right now that if we're just going out, there's no plays, there's nothing. We're going out and throwing footballs. That I'll choose before I choose Joe Milton. Probably the only guy would be Patrick Mahomes. And so that's saying a lot. And it's a real thing. And everybody's going to get a chance to see it live on Saturday. And he's left no stone unturned in pursuit of becoming what he wants to become. And so I feel comfortable in saying that he's ready to go, and it'll be fun to watch.
Did the Big Ten get it right or wrong? I mean, they delayed the start. Pressure by people picketing and holding rallies to push to play football. We've seen COVID all over college football, all these games canceled, kids coming down with it. Is this the right thing to go forward with football, especially with the cases spiking in this country?
You know, I think it remains to be seen, right, because a lot of what's going on with COVID right now is, as far as athletes are concerned, everybody's recovering from it, right? Everybody in sports, at least, you know, in the NFL, we're seeing cases, even in the NBA. And like you said, some colleges, people are recovering from them a lot faster. So do we have under control? I'm not with the CDC. I don't know for sure. But it seems like the procedures are in place to deal with it. And the kids want to play, right? These are the kids' futures that are on the line here. And I think that it was the right thing to do to play just because of the way it has been handled so far.
But the only thing I'm going to say, let me just jump in real quick as a follow-up. I hear that when people say the kids want to play. Kids want to play when they get their bells rung and doctors have to come in and take their helmets because they want to run back out on the field. Absolutely. Sometimes you need people to stop you to help yourself. You know what I mean? So I get the idea that kids want to play, but it might not always be the best thing. And you're right. It's yet to be seen. Down the road, we'll see how this affects people. And then I want to see where the college coaches and the universities, are they going to be there for the kids if there's damage done? Now, Rob,
we know that the NCAA as an institution is not truly all about the kids, right? So if you're hoping for that, you can stop that right now.
Yeah, but some of these kids, I think, Devin, had to sign some sort of a waiver that takes the school off the hook.
Yeah, I don't think that they allowed the NCAA.
Well, I know
don't
UCLA went against that. There was a big thing out in UCLA.
Right.
But I want to ask Devin, how much heat is on Jim Harbaugh to win and win now?
So I think it's a lot of heat just because he's won, right? So he's won. He's won a lot of games, right? But when you go to Michigan, as you both probably already know, and around the country, you're paid to win the game, right? And when you say the game, there's one game that you're talking about, and it's Michigan-Ohio State, and he hasn't been able to do that yet. And so I think that he's done a good job excluding that, and that's going to have to get done at some point, or like you guys are alluding to, the time might be running out.
But when you say he's done a good job, except for that, that is the big thing. That's the reason why coaches get fired at that. That's why Brady Hoke got run out of there. That's why guys get run out of Michigan or get run out of Ohio State if they can't beat their rival. Am I right? If any other coach had the record that Jim Harbaugh has against Ohio State, I don't believe they would still be coached. Do you? Would they?
So I think the one thing that differs, it's just because of you're beating Michigan State and you're beating Notre Dame, and obviously Minnesota, but you know that's technically a rival. But the other two big ones is Michigan State and Notre Dame, and not only are you competitive, you're beating them, right? And so I think that bought him a lot of time to get it right, and the fact that he hasn't had his guy at the quarterback position just yet, as you know, Jake Rudock was a transfer in, and then they got Shea Patterson, but now this is a guy that he recruited. Right, that he's been able to groom and work with. And so I think that these next two seasons will be the ones that people will look to and say, okay, these are your guys. It needs to happen.
Devin Gardner, let me run this by. I'll talk a little Big Ten football with you. The first preseason poll of 2020 came out last month. They ranked Ohio State at 2. They're going to play their first game Saturday against Nebraska. So tell me, how legitimate are these polls going to become?
I think Ohio State is one of the top three teams in the country, especially based off what they did last year, what they brought back, right? And this is a quarterback sport. It's turning more and more that way as football continues to get played. And they have, if not the best, the second best quarterback in the nation. And so when you have a top quarterback plus the speed and talent that you have around and you're high up in the recruiting classes, you can't argue with them being rated so high. Now, of course, that's why you play the game, right? At some point, they have to play the game, but I think that's right for sure, just to start.
Why is, and our guest is Devin Gardner, the former Michigan quarterback and an analyst for Fox Sports Detroit. He joins us here on the Odd Couple. Why is Ohio State so much better than Michigan? I mean, Ryan Day, his first year as head coach, they go 13-1. What is it about Ohio State? Where did this gap come from?
Well, so I don't want to dub Ryan Day as the great coach just yet, right? Because it's still the fumes and the mystique of what Urban Meyer was able to do, and we saw Urban Meyer at many different places go and do this. This is not just an Ohio State thing, right? This is what Urban Meyer does. He goes in, he transforms and transmortifies the program, and they win, right? No matter where he's gone, right? And the proof is in the pudding. So I don't want to dub Ryan Day as the guy just yet, but he didn't mess it up, right? He didn't mess it up, and I think a lot of the turmoil that Michigan has gone through as far as coaches and the turnover and the change, we kind of scramble, right? We have Lloyd Carr, right, stability. And then we go to Coach Rod, but we don't give him an actual chance. He comes in with the spread offense, right, and nobody wants to do it. That's not the way Michigan plays football. And then 2 years or 3 years later, Urban Meyer comes in, does the same thing, and it never loses a game. And so now you're scrambling, and then you hire Coach Hoke as a Michigan guy with quotation marks, right? And that's not the guy, right? That's not the guy you want at the University of Michigan at a program like this, similar to Ohio State and Penn State. And so now we're scrambling. And then Harbaugh comes as a savior. And I think a lot of pressure has been put on him to perform and clean up everything, while Ohio State had 1 year where they gave an interim a chance, and then they got their guy, right? And so I think that's been the biggest difference, and that's what's really held Michigan back from, you know, getting a chance to be, you know, who Michigan thinks they should be.
All right, Devin, all right. like a little math class. Are you ready for math class right
okay,
now?
Okay, real quick.
Oh, here
we
go.
Okay, we got 43 bowl games on the schedule.
43.
That all would right, mean there's going to be 86 teams. This fall, I find that only 76 FBS teams will hopefully play a full season. If every team plays in a bowl, there aren't enough teams to fill the bowl games. How are they going to do this?
This is true, and I am not a math. I'm not a fool. I'm not a scientist, and I do know some things, and I'm not great at math. I'm just going to say that right now. I don't know how they're going to do it. But the one
all
thing
right,
I think is
you're
cool,
honest.
That's different from the FBS, I mean the BCS, remember, like now, whether you play a full season or not, some people will say it's unfair. But to the eye test, you can see which teams are the better teams, right? And so I think that's going to be positive for the playoff as far as that goes, right? So Ohio State doesn't play as many games as someone else, but you can see on film, believe your eyes, is that team as good or better than the other teams in the country? And human minds will be able to vote on that and do that. But the other bowl games, I don't know how that's going to work out.
All right, his name, Devin Gardner, man. Good job. We appreciate you, the former Michigan quarterback and Fox Sports Detroit analyst, Devin, man. Thanks for your knowledge. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you having me. Next time, we're going to have to talk about some things that you continue to harp on that are not true, and everybody knows what I'm talking about.
All right, we will get you on another time. We'll do that and much more. Appreciate it. All right, one NFL team is on the verge of history. We'll get to that next. It's the Odd Couple. Andy Furman there, Rob Parker here, in for Chris Broussard on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay,
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. Alex, great job. Rob Parker along with Andy Furman. And Andy, AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Come on, Andy. This is as good as it gets. A little cheers.
I love it. I love it.
To wrap up a TV theme song.
You know
Thursday.
Who's having starting trouble, though? The New York Jets. They're having starting trouble.
Yes, and it's bad. And Adam Gase somehow still has his gig, and they keep getting rid of any good players who speak out. It's just a terribly run organization. And Andy, I believe they can go 0-16. I really do. They're that bad.
Now, I've had this argument with people over the years. Is it harder to go 0-16 or 16-0? I think it's harder to go 0-16. I really do.
I agree, but I saw it up front, up close, when I covered the Detroit Lions, and I remember when they were about 0-7, and I was doing First Take back then, and Skip and I had a debate, and I said, you know, at that time, Andy, I was covering all their games. And I said, they're going to go 0-16. They're that bad. And I remember Skip saying, oh, that's just almost impossible. That one or two days you can't play well. You know what I mean? Well enough to win a game in the NFL. But we've seen it because the Browns went 0-16, right?
Right.
This has happened more and more. And I just don't see, if I'm Vegas, I'm taking them off the board. Seriously.
Well, I think there's a point in time where players just give up. They throw in the towel. The injuries that really were minor injuries, if your team is winning, you're more often than not going to sit out. I saw it last year in Cincinnati. A.J. Green didn't play the entire year. Why should I waste the year? He figured, you know, I'm going to injure myself and this team's going nowhere. Might as well wait for this year. Although he's not playing much more this year as well.
Yeah, I mean, it is a slippery slope. When you talk about players not playing and why should they play in a season gone awry, and imagine the fan bases. You know, the Jets haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969. And it's we laugh at Rex Ryan sometimes, but that guy went to two AFC championship games. If you can, that wasn't 40 years ago. You know what right. I'm saying, Andy? It wasn't. Right. And they beat the Patriots and Tom Brady in Foxborough. Mark Sanchez, go look it up, has four road playoff wins. How many quarterbacks in the NFL have four road playoff wins?
No,
Andy, not many, right?
None, not many. Not many. And I ask you this because you've been around locker rooms and coaches and the like for many years. Not that many, but many years, okay? And the question I have, everybody has an ego and everybody has feelings. When a coach gets fired, have you ever gotten something out of the coach, maybe even off the record, that you could share with me? You don't have to give their name, that they would hope that the team would do poorly after they were fired.
Oh, yeah, that stuff goes on. They would never say it.
Of course not.
You know, like they look at it and go, look at that. You know, like it wasn't me. You know, they wanted to say it was all about me. A lot of times it starts at the top ownership. We talk about this all the time. The Cowboys, since Jerry Jones took over as essentially general manager and day-to-day operations, the Cowboys have won four playoff games in 25 years. Is that an accident? You think that's an accident or not?
No, I think he's run the team into the ground.
Right. And when Jimmy Johnson was there, they were going to Super Bowls.
Right. But again, you know, the people on the other side of the fence will say, well, he's an owner. He doesn't catch. He doesn't block. He doesn't run. Well, that's not true. He formulates the team. And I keep on hearing this modern-day term, culture. I can't stand the term. I can't stand it. Culture, to me, is begotten when you win. Winning creates culture. Culture doesn't create anything else. I'm hearing Zach Taylor, the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, who now he's won three games in 22 starts as a head coach. He's talking about building culture. No, culture is built after you win, and fans want to see wins. They don't care about culture. They don't care about players lovey-dovey in a locker room. You know, there are many teams that have won that hated each other, right? The
Absolutely.
Oakland A's back in the day.
The New York Yankees, Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson fought in the dugout. Do you remember
right.
that? That didn't
but
stop them
won.
From winning. Right.
right.
And I agree with you. You're not putting together a boys' choir, okay? Everybody doesn't have to love each other, Andy. We don't all have to go out to dinner and you come over to my house and all that. It's a business. It's about trying to come together for a common goal to win. And that's the most important thing. All that other stuff, I think, are mostly excuses.
It's hard to
believe teams aren't winning.
That the Jets are vying for the number one pick again. Do they draft Trevor Lawrence if they're number one? And they got a quarterback right now, Sam Darnold, I guess. And you can't put all the blame on him. I know
nope.
he's having a rough start, but he has no one to throw the ball to. He has nothing. He basically has nothing around him. He really does.
No doubt about it. Hey, Andy, let's give an update on the Thursday night football game. It's halftime, and Philadelphia leads the Giants 10-7. So there we are, 10-7 in a big game.
That's
yeah,
painful.
It is painful. Well, unless you had the under, then it's not
right.
painful.
right?
right? the under was 24. Did you
That's
know
amazing.
That?
Oh, man. I know more people have been watching the debate or watching the football game. I'd like to find out tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. The big debate is going on as well. But right. Andy, as always, my man, thank you so much for filling in
me.
For Chris. Love having you. Love being on the radio with you. You're a legend.
Thank you.
And just a great guy. That's what you are.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Stay well.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And make sure you join us tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. And, you know, download the podcast, do all that stuff. All right, Odd Couple.